So this week I was listening to various, music while I was working on sermons and looking ahead and, turning on, playing, various albums to get myself into the Christmas spirit as one does. So of course I turned to Pink Floyd. Especially to A Momentary Lapse of Reason, which was the first studio album put out in about 87 after Roger Waters left the group. And the whole album is sort of looking around at the world in which we live. And it's asking a lot of questions on can we do better? Now, the one single from the album that probably is got the most airplay and became a regular at their concerts later on was On the Turning Away. To the verses go, it's a sin that somehow light is changing the shadow and casting its shroud over all we have known, unaware how the ranks have grown, driven on by a heart of stone. So this idea that we're looking around and the ranks of the disenfranchised, the hungry, those who are in need, seem to be growing. Now, this was in 87, and things don't seem like they've changed that much. Either that or they've sort of returned. And I was earlier this week, I was over at the other church. I was over there in Mastic Beach. And I was going around the corner to check on something. And I, basically almost stepped on on what looked like a pile of blankets. And it was one of our homeless neighbors. And this isn't the first time and that happens. Generally they're sleeping out in the woods by there. They're sleeping in the woods across from here. And I started to him, before I could say anything, he was gone. And I looked around and I'm sitting there thinking, in this great new world where everything is supposed to get better, how come I'm stepping on more, more homeless people as I go behind my churches? Why am I getting more calls each year looking for help and assistance at Christmas? Why does it feel that every time I turn on the radio, there has been some other tragedy that could have been fixed by human beings? Now, our canticle today, the Magnificat, or the Song of Mary, comes in the Gospel of Luke. And it's a song that Mary, the mother of Jesus, sings after she goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And the child within Elizabeth recognizes the holiness of the child within Mary. And Mary sings this lovely song of hope about how through her, God is going to change the world. How God is going to set things right, toppling the rich and the powerful and lifting up the lowly. But then, as I said earlier, it seems like in many ways, things have gotten worse. And there's a part of me that wants to ask God, so when are you going to start lifting us up? When are you going to start changing? But then when it comes down to it, God can ask the same question of us. When are you going to start changing the world for the better? Now, many times it's because we don't feel as if we have the gifts, that we're powerful enough, that we don't have enough authority to make great changes. And sometimes it's just complacency. I hear the other day how, you know, after the shootings in Las Vegas, they're having a hard time. They've sort of, you know, helping to get money for those who survived because of all the fatigue of giving. And so sometimes we, I think, get complacent because it just feels so overwhelming after a while. But the thing is, each and every one of us can move us closer to the kingdom of God. And it doesn't have to be through great acts. It is through the simplest deeds that the kingdom is built. And the walls that separate us from God are torn down. As we gather with friends or family, or maybe you're one of those people who just enjoys to spend the holidays by yourself, but as we gather and we rejoice in the coming of Christ in this incarnation that we'll be celebrating later today, I hope that you take away with you this bit of Advent to remember that we are working to prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ. And in part of that preparation is to work in the world around us to make it a better place. One act at a time, whether it is helping to feed somebody who is hungry, whether it is visiting the lonely, or any of the many other ways that we as Christians serve our sisters and brothers, our siblings in need, we make a difference. And I really believe that if we act together as individuals and as a community, as a church, and people begin to see the work that we do, that they will gain heart from it. That in spite of all the news, who do not seem to spend very much time anymore on any, you know, I was listening to NPR the other night, and I was thinking, I used to enjoy listening to NPR because at least they'd have one or two human interest stories. And realizing that all the various news channels no longer seem to have those happy human interest stories of people serving one another. And thinking that since other people aren't showing it, we need to show it. So I want to put out a challenge on this last Sunday of Advent as we move into Christmas, that we as a community look at the various efforts that we are already doing, but also look at how we can better serve our community. How can we be a living, breathing, open example of the good news to others in our community? How can we show other people that we truly are Christians 24/7, not Christians between 10:30 and 11:30 Sunday mornings? That yes, this is a historical building, but more important, it is a center from where mission begins. So my brothers and sisters, living in to the words of Mary this morning in our gospel, this lowly commoner, this young woman, probably between the age of 13 or 15 years old, who is the most, who probably is the least powerful person there is in her community. The only thing, the only person who had less authority and standing in a community than a woman was a young girl. But this did not stop Mary from when God called on her to say, "Here I am." So my brothers and sisters, I challenge you, God is calling, and I'm challenging each and every one of you to say, "Here I am."